Pleasure, citizen.
Could you make it out to Mars?
Ta-da! Thank you.
Oh, Tim, show's over. Let's go home.
Don't you just love the red carpet treatment? That is, if you're into that kind of garbage. Huh? Box office. Hey, what gives? Where are my fans? Where are my tickets? I'm the ghost with the mouse.
This is a superhero convention. Heroes are in this year. Ghosts are dead. Don't disappear.
I don't believe what's happening here. I'm losing my touch. What does a guy have to do to get a little recognition in this crazy, god-mad neither world?
Tired of being a nobody? Fed up being just another has-been like this poor schnook? Then enroll today in Bury Me Not's Super Silliest School of Supernatural Superheroing and Comic Euphorium. Build muscles and learn to fly. Training classes conducted by experienced professionals. From our fine selection of arch villains, team sidekicks, and loud, tacky costumes to suit your superheroing needs. Enroll today!
That's it! I'll become a superhero! Everyone adores him! Know what I mean?
Buy my books!
I'll just bone up and become a superhero on my own! The first thing I need is a cool, thoroughly improbable superhero-type origin. The beleaguered adjuster. Hey, I could really get into this book. All right!
Super Ego, displaced therapist from the planet Oedipus. With free associating powers far beyond those of ordinary neurotics.
His villains always crumble when they get the therapy bill.
A strange wrinkle enters the life of inventor Rusty Starch when he uses an iron filled with water from a nearby nuclear reactor and transforms into Iron Guy, defender of the oppressed.
Iron Guy always flattens the bad guys.
Exploring the Odessa Steps, adventurer Norman Rad is exposed to the radioactive rays of the Van Allen weightlifting belt, transforming him into the Iceberg Skier, the sentinel of the spaceways, riding the ether on cosmic skis.
Icy always left me a little cold.
After inadvertently devouring radioactive saltwater taffy, Princess Abby-Kadabra becomes the Turkish Taffy!
Slinky costumes. You know I love them. Blast Page! Glad I wore this wetsuit today.
Together, these heroes unite to form the Beleaguered Adjusters!
These origins brought me the wrong way. can come up with a much more original, thoroughly cool, and improbable superhero type origin of my own.
For no particular reason except it's a good way to start a story. Mild-mannered Kent Beetleman climbs the Scumalaya Mountains and enters a cave where he finds an old walking stick.
What walking stick? Oh, that walking stick. Shazoo! Yay, verily! This helmet doth make my head Thor.
Carried into space by his cosmic socket wrench, Beetle Man is bombarded by...
Ouch! Ouch! Ultraviolet rays! You know I hate them.
Don't interrupt!
The rays further his mutation and send him plummeting back to Earth, where he lands in his very own garden, only to be further transformed by blue lightning and the bite of a radioactive beetle. And thus was born the Netherworld's mightiest defender,
Ultra Beetle Man!
Yes, Ultra Beetle Man! Grosser than a sweating ferret, more powerful than the stench from a garbage scow on a hot August day, able to eat large beetles in a single sitting. And who, disguised as Beetlejuice, ill-mannered prankster for a quaint Netherworld kids show, fights a never-ending battle for soot, jaundice, and the American way!
Let's see. Improbable origin? Check. Outlandish costume? Check. Aha! I still need a wisecracking teen sidekick for levity and audience identification. Teenagers. Now who do I know under the age of 600?
Nuh-uh. No way. Forget it. Absolutely not.
But Liz...
What's with all this comic book Super Zero stuff anyway?
Just my way of looking out for number one, babes. Ultra Beetle Man number one. Ultra Beetle Man Treasury Edition number one. Tales of the Ultra Beetle Man number one. Ultra Beetle Man 3D number one. And giant size Ultra Beetle Man number one. These comics are worth a fortune to the fanboys. I can make a name for myself and finally get some glory and respect. Not to mention a huge chunk of change. Just thought I'd throw in my 2 million cents.
And I'm supposed to help you by dressing up like an idiot and making a fool of myself?
Yeah! You can be my cub reporter.
Beetlejuice? Not bad.
Here you go. A whole batch of patented best pal catchphrases.
Golly! Jeepers? Gadzook! You expect me to say this stuff? Forget it!
I'll even throw in the limited edition signal watch.
Quartz?
No, Swiss.
Nice watch. Let's go. We've been walking in circles all afternoon. What are we looking for?
A premier daring rescue, of course.
There's one.
Nah, not pressing enough.
You know, your wife can open the car door from the inside.
I need a real headline grabber. At last! A sterno inferno! Up, up, and that away! This is the last straw.
Good job stopping him, Cork Boy. Hold your water, bud. You got a permit for performing acts of heroism? Union card? You can't perform acts of heroism without a union card.
And who says me?
Union man.
Oh! Nice union suit. So how do I get in the union?
You've got to perform an act of heroism.
I get it. The old catch 22.
Nice catch.
Oh, what about non-union work?
Take a number.
What the what?
Ah!
There's got to be a quicker way to become a full-fledged superhero!
Sorry, grievances may be filed with the beleaguered adjusters, but I seriously doubt they'll want to talk to you.
I'll be the judge of that! Fear not, Cub Reporter! I shall settle this matter at the top!
Things sure are dull today, as usual.
Downright depressing. We could sure use a new wrinkle in the fold. Remember the time we shelled those mutant eggsmen? Talk about your hard-boiled criminals.
Those were the days.
Adjusters, assemble! Super Saps, how's this for a dramatic superhero-style entrance? Perhaps you'd care for a demonstration of my Ultra Beetle powers? Marvel at my powerful sense of smell! Or my amazing X-ray vision! Hey, Iron Guy, better get the lead out! And my ability to cloud men's minds! It's all about forking over my union card.
Hey, you got any threes?
Huh? Hey! What's the scoop? Do I make the team or what?
Beat it! We're not taking any new recruits! There's not enough villains to go around! Go fish!
We banded together as the beleaguered adjusters to stop all crime and mayhem. Got any fives?
Problem is, we stopped it too good. Any jacks?
Now all the villains are in jail and we're out of a job. You got any queens?
To make ends meet, we gotta rent satellite time to the Home Chopping Network. Oh, the irony.
I'm telling you, Lids, being a superhero isn't all it's cracked up to be.
You have to admit it's silly to be a superhero when there isn't any crime.
Which is exactly why I'll hire my own villains.
Forget it, Beach. We're not starting a crime wave.
Come on, Liz. How else will we build up Ultra Beetle Man's ultra image? And with Jack Kirby as my witness, I'll never go arch villainless again. Even if I have to pay for one. Soon they'll be carving my face on Mount Gushmore.
Huh? He, you corral? Don't tell me you want Jesse Germs to be your arch-villain.
Okay, I won't. Besides, you've already read my mind.
So, Ultra Beetlewuss, word has it you're hankering for an arch-villain.
That's right, Chemo Sappy. And I'm prepared to offer a fistful of dollars.
If you want me to make a sudden impact, better offer a few dollars more.
Don't you think that's a little high, Plains Drifter?
Huh? Ultra Beetle Man. Mount Gushmore just vanished.
Not now, best pal Cub Reporter. I'm engaged in witty repartee. What if I throw in two mules for your sister, Sarah?
Doing in jolly old Scumden?
Looking for an agent with a license to swill. A secreting agent, that is.
The name is Pawn Scum. Germs Pawn Scum.
Okay, you spineless amoeba. How'd you like to be my full-time arch-villain?
Sorry, old boy. I don't do supporting roles. But here's one for old slime's sake.
Lids, it's Scumden Bridge is falling down. Kids today, read too many comic books. Hey, what am I saying? On to Parasite.
So we can warn the authorities and save the next landmark before it disappears?
No, so we can find Scuzzo the Clown. He'll make a great villain.
Hello, old buddy. Pack up your grease paint. I got a job for you.
The fallen arches of triumph are disappearing. And our Super Zero is too busy clowning around to spot the real crisis. This looks like a job for Lydia Deetz, cub reporter.
Congratulate me, Beetle Butt. I just inked a multi-bazillion dollar deal. They think I'm a comic genius here. I'm gonna be the spokes clown for the company to cheap laugh scream pie. That doesn't sound very full pie filling to me. Not compared to you becoming my arch nemesis. What do you say? Playing second banana to you doesn't sound very appealing to me.
Wow!
So let's end this conversation with a bang!
The top of the awful tower. I can see the whole city from up here. If only I knew what I was looking for.
It's strange how a view like this can make a person feel so small.
You don't know the half of it.
I'm getting a ring in my ear. Wait a minute! That's not just any ring! It's my cub reporter's signal watch! That's the cue for Ultra Beetle Man to spring into action! Ultra Beetle Man to cub reporter Lydia! I've tracked down your signal to the beleaguered adjuster satellite! This puts an entirely new spin on the case. Hang on, Lids! I'm kicking in my Ultra Beetle burst of speed!
Why don't you just zap yourself here?
Killjoy! Honey, I shrunk the lids.
I don't get it. Why would anyone want to shrink national landmarks?
Simple. It would appear that some evil mastermind has stolen them in order to demoralize the populace, thereby decreasing the urge to spend, which increases the national debt while devaluating yen, Deutschmark, and dollar, thereby hurtling the entire world into an economic cataclysm heretofore unknown. Diabolically brilliant!
Actually, we're just selling them on TV. They make really nice gifts. Can I interest you in one?
Will you throw in the Ginzu knives?
Beetlejuice!
I mean, I'll have no part of your vile scheme. I knew all along it was you, Jesse Germs! Huh? A clever ruse, but not clever enough, Germs pond scum. You'll never get away with this, Scazzo the Clown! And neither will your brother, Fuzzo! Now I'm really puzzled.
Don't you get it, Beetleboob? It was us, the beleaguered adjusters behind the disappearances.
That was my next guess. Really?
But why would superheroes turn to a life of crime?
What did she say?
She said...
Why would superheroes turn to a life of crime?
What were we supposed to do? You know what the maintenance bills on this satellite are like. We needed work. And it sure beats hanging out with the amateurs.
I'd rather be an amateur than a washed-up old has-been.
Then fighting words.
Better set you somewhere safe, faithful best pal sidekick. Cause it's... clobbering time!
While Ultra Beetle Man keeps the beleaguered adjusters busy, cub reporter Lydia is going to find the matter shrinkifying gun.
Easy for you to say. I found it! Oh, but how do I reach the switch?
What did she say?
She said,
how do I reach the switch?
Feels good to be my old self again.
Whoa!
rest, huh?
I hate to leave you flat, but we've got a pressing appointment.
Not so fast. It's time you had the rug pulled out from under you.
Superhero cliches. You know I love them. Looks like I'm finally gonna get my just dessert.
Sorry, Beetlejuice. You'll just have to settle for a little fame, glory, and recognition.
Works for me. All right! When those doors open, the fans will flood in to buy multiple copies of my comic book adventures. Not only will I be glorified, I'll be filthy, stinking rich! As opposed to just being filthy and stinking. Here they come. My public. Hey, where'd everybody go?
Here you go. Thank you. Here's one for you.
Lydia Deep, cop reporter.
Don't you know? Superheroes are out.
Sidekicks are in.
Cheer up, BJ. You know what they say. Hero today, gone tomorrow. Would you like me to autograph that, Beetlejuice?